We're going to Tivot Shalom on Parshat B'Shalach, special snow day edition. We're learning despite the snow. In the Charnel poem, on page Kuf Yud Tet, Uvenei Yisrael Haru B'Habasha B'Toch Hayam. Ita B'Sefer HaKadosh Noam Elimelech. B'Pirush HaKatuv, Uvenei Yisrael Haru B'Habasha B'Toch Hayam. So the Noam Elimelech says, on the Pasuk that B'nei Yisrael went on the Abasha B'toch Hayam, in the land that was within the water. Dnei Yisrael B'shat Kriyat Yamsuf Ra'u Romamut Ugdulat Havorei Barach V'niflotav L'mala Min HaTeva. That at that time of Kriyat Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael saw the greatness and the loftiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the wonders that he did that were all beyond nature. V'ich tzadikim sholchim tamid bidvekut V'libam tamid b'romamut Elokut uvegadluto af shelo b'shat kriyat yamsuf shegam b'yavasha roim niflotav ad in kates va'erech. Interesting. He says v'yesh tzadikim. So there are those who walk always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they in their hearts are always with the loftiness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even when it's not kriyat yamsuf, that even when they're walking on the abasha, even when they have just have their 2 feet firmly planted on the ground, they see the greatness and the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are tremendous and without end. And that's his understanding of Bnei Yisrael, that they walked on the Yabasha, on the land that was within the water. Meaning, they walked, even they weren't focusing on the water, meaning they were living within a reality or even recognizing with their 2 feet on the ground on the Yabasha, that still was a reflection of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were living with the reality of greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in Tehillim. Hafach la yam liyabasha, that he turned water into land. Sheuta bechina shel giluim hagdolim v'madrigot hagvohot shaita bayam nimshechet gam b'yabasha. That all of the aspects of greatness and loftiness and these tremendous heights that they reach within the water itself, it also goes into when we walk on the yabasha, when we walk on the ground. Udvar makadoshim tunim. So his words need explanation. During Kriyat Yamsuf, there were tremendous revelations that we haven't seen ever before. And the Shifcha on the Yam saw that which even Yechezkel the Navi didn't see. How can you say that it's so easy? That comes out also onto the land. You know, you're walking there and you have a wall of water on one side and a wall of water on the other side, and you're literally walking through the sea. You know, you're like, you know, I don't know if they had fish tanks back then, right? You know, like you walk through, like you're walking through and you see a fish tank, okay, it's a piece of glass and water. It's like, no, there was just like water and fish swimming and stuff going on, and you're walking on dry land in the middle of the ocean. It's not the same thing. So what does it mean that they were nimshach that reality with them? What does it mean that this aspect is supposed to come out onto the land itself also? We also have to understand that which Chazal said. On the list, there is a list of many things that are kashek kriyat yamsuf, that are quote-unquote as difficult as kriyat yamsuf. And one of the things that is difficult as kriyat yamsuf is parnasato shel adam. A person's parnasas is difficult as kriyat yamsuf. And it also says kashet zivugo shel adam kriyat yamsuf. Again, in a list of things throughout Shas, that finding one zivug is also as difficult as kriyat yamsuf. Hare parnasato v'zivugo shel adam hem chelak miseder habriyah shekol hanivraim zukim lazeh. Kilu, those are the two. Having parnasa, meaning having the ability to get one sustenance, whether you're an animal in the field is going and you're foraging in the forest, or whether you're going and hunting animals, whatever it is, or whether it's producing children and finding a mate, those are things which are natural to the world. But kriyat yamsuf was one time in all of history. So how can you say that one is even, that either of those things are in any way comparable? One is always for everything, and one is only happening at one point in history, and it's a complete miracle. What's the connection and what's this comparison between the two, that the parnas of a person, the zivug of a person, is as difficult as kriyat yamsuf? V'yishlamar ha'inyan בקדמ בי אור ניאן ש שידוד מארחת הטבע שיא ביציאת מצרים. So you have to understand the nature of the Teva in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shebotot v'hamoftim v'agiluyim hagdolim sh'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'esera makot uv'makat b'chorot. That in all of these revelations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at the time of the makot and makat b'chorot, שהייתה בזה תכלית מכוונת להרבות האותות והמופתים שלמעלה מדרך הטבע. That the goal here was to increase the signs and the wonders and the miracles that were all beyond the ways of the teva of nature. שגם לאחר שכבר נוכחו לראות כי עבדה מצרים שוב ויחזק השם את לב פרעה. That even after God already showed that he was destroying Mitzrayim, he still was mechazik at Lev Paro. He still hardened Paro's heart. Uma hayita hamatara b'chol zeh. What was the goal of all of this? Rei kemochin yachol hayakadosh baruch hu latet b'lev Paro shishlach et bnei Yisrael me'artzo v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem mibili lihiz dakek lechol anisim shelamala min hatev. It's a very beautiful thing he's asking. Meaning, the whole purpose of having the makot was to show Mitzrayim that I am a kadosh baruch hu and to let the people go. So, says Nitzavot Shalom, have a much easier route. Instead of strengthening Paro's heart in order to make sure that you have all of the makot, and through the makot, then they'll recognize who God really is and let them go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu reach into every single Egyptian's heart, have him open up that heart and immediately recognize that there's a oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nudge them to let them go. Done! You can skip the whole makot thing, and Mitzrayim will know, and the Jews will go. So why do we have to go through this whole process in order to make that happen? And so too, all of the miracles and the wonders that there were in the desert, that every day they had to eat man that just fell from the sky, and they drank well from this well that traveled with them miraculously in the desert. And they were surrounded by the Ananei HaKavod, they were surrounded by clouds, constantly in the desert. All of their whole lives were all guided in a way that was the Malamina Teva, right? Food and shelter. Those are the two primary things a person needs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them food miraculously and shelter miraculously, constantly in the desert. What was the whole point of this? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, do a different miracle. Transport them. Have them leave Mitzrayim, walk through a portal, and show up in Eretz Yisrael. It's also a miracle, and it skips all the other miracles that you have to do in order to get from point A to point B. Ukipashtut ma'amar ha-katuv, as the pasuk itself says, in the beginning of our parsha, V'lo nicham Elokim derech Eretz Plishtim hikarovu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take them the way of the Eretz Plishtim, was in the way that was close. Ki amar Elokim pein nachem ha'am, because he was worried lest they go back to Mitzrayim. Af shabilchatam derech Eretz Plishtim ayu nichnesim miyad, Eretz Yisrael. Again, you could see where you can harden Paro's heart, so make sure the Bnei Yisrael don't want to turn back around and just take them there to Israel. What is this whole, the miraculous nature of having to go through the desert? Right, page Kufchaf on the top. Omnam. This is a tremendous revelation in terms of the essence of what Klal Yisrael is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, Liot Am HaNifchar, to be the chosen people, he wanted that their whole reality would be Lamala Min HaTeva, that their whole essence would be Lamala Min HaTeva, that they wouldn't be in any way bound by nature, beneath the realm of nature. ולכן עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא שכל שלב ביציאת מצרים וכל פרט ופרט ממנה הייתה למעלה מן הטבע. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that every single step, every single stage of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and every detail of it would be למעלה מן הטבע. וכן קריאת ים סוף, הליכתם במדבר, and so too קריאת ים סוף, and their whole walking in the desert, would all be למעלה מן הטבע. להודיע ולגלות שישראל אינם יכולים לחיות בכפיפות על טבע. To show us that Bnei Yisrael, that we as Bnei Yisrael, can't live in a way where we're subjugated to the טבע. We can't limit ourselves to natural law. אלא כל חייהם הם למעלה מן הטבע. Rather, their whole life is the Malam Min HaTeva. Right, that's what I heard this thing in Rabbi Akiva Tatshir. He points out that he says that it's crazy the fact that on Pesach night, right? What do we call Pesach night? That's what the Torah goes. So, yes, that's already quoting Pesukim. What do we call that night? Simply
Seder night,
right? That's the Pesach Seder night. And he says I feel like he was quoting the Maharal, but I don't know for sure. I know Rikyu Zatzvich said it. I think he was quoting the Maharal. He said that's so crazy to call it Seder night. What does Seder mean?
Order.
We're calling Seder night. The night where? The night is a day, and we're saying Hallel because it's like a daytime, and there's a Bakapachol road, and there's Mitzrayim, and there's miracles everywhere. We're talking only about the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're calling that Seder night? It's everything but Seder. The whole essence of everything that we're talking about that night is the opposite of Seder. And so he says, no. That's the point. Exactly what the Nitivot Shalom is saying here. that Bnei Yisrael, the Seder of Bnei Yisrael, is l'mala min ha-teva. That's who we are. That's our essence. It's part of who we are. And that's why he's saying that every step of us becoming Klal Yisrael, every step of us being born on the contrasting background of Mitzrayim, every stage of us becoming a nation, was all done in a miraculous way to show that we are people who is not limited by nature. Ukedivrei Rambani says, how you doing? Known to those people who have seen this Ramban, right? But it is a often quoted Ramban, the last Ramban in Parshat Bo. Beautiful, beautiful Ramban. The beginning is also beautiful. People skip the beginning, which is incredible about, having to do with tefillin. And the whole beginning there talks about actually just, there's a lot there, but one of the pieces there actually talks about how the way that tefillin are organized is that it's supposed to remember as the Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, that tefillin is actually organized in the way that memory works physiologically with the brain, which there's no way he could have known. But he knew. How did he know? Because he understood tefillin. And if you now match up what he said about tefillin with modern psychology, what we know about the brain, you'll see that it matches up perfectly. It's an incredible thing. But the second half of that Ramban is the part that gets quoted. It's a very long Ramban, where he talks about the nature of miracles. And that gets quoted around Pesach, it gets quoted around Purim. It's a beautiful, beautiful Ramban. And he says, the last Ramban on Parshat Bo, Shekatav, Umina nisim ha-gdolim ha-meforsamim adam modeh b'nisim ha-nistarim. That it's through the nisim gdolim, the tremendous nisim, the nisim of the makot, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyat Yamsuf. Through that, a person admits to, is able to see, is able to give thanks for, understand the nisim nistarim, the hidden miracles, the everyday miracles of life itself. Shem yisod ha-Torah kula, that are the foundation of the very Torah itself. And as he says here, it's something which you couldn't say unless the Ramban said. But it's very frightening when the Ramban says it, to really understand that this is so fundamental to what it means to be a Jew. She'ein la'adam chilek b'torat Moshe Rabbeinu, ad she'na'amin b'chol divareinu u'mikreinu she'kulam nisim ein b'hem teva u'minago shel olam. That a person has no chilek, has no portion in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, until that person has full ne'amanus, that everything that happens to us, everything is a nes. Everything that occurs to us through nature and through the Minagol Shalom, that is all a nes. And until a person recognizes that every breath that we take, everything that happens to us, every occurrence that happens to us in the world, in our day, everything is a nes, that's when a person is truly a chelek in Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. El im yaseh mitzvot yatzlichenu scharo v'im yavor alehem yachritenu oncho hakol b'gzirat elyon. And then you have Torah mitzvot, which is to be marbe schar and to remove schar. That's the mitzvot. But the fundamental baseline is to recognize the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that's happening to us is all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu Shakarish Baruch Hu bara ta briya beofen shekol ha'anaga im Yisrael hayita lemala min ha-teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world in a way where the way that He guides us is all lemala min ha-teva. Lifamim ze alidei nisim gdolim meforsamim gidvarav. There are certain times where it's through overt nisim. V'lifamim alidei nisim nistarim. And there are sometimes where it's through a nis nistar. Ach hamahut einam mishtaneh. But the reality never changes. Meaning, it's all one thing. It's all one thing, whether it's a nes or whether it's nature, it's all God. And both are impossible and both are miraculous. That the goal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we should all act l'mala min ha-teva. V'kol mi she'eino ma'amin b'zeh v'savur ki ha'anaga shel Yisrael hu ha'anaga tivit u'mesuderet. And anybody who doesn't believe this and thinks that the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu guides us is just according to nature and according to the way that the world is organized, the laws of physics, the laws of government, the laws of sociology, that's just psychology, just the way that we are. A person who believes that, they're missing the whole point. Ne'amar alav bitoy ko nora b'lashon kodshol shel Ramban she'ein la'adam chilek b'torat Moshe Rabbeinu. That a person doesn't, they haven't yet engaged Torah, because Torah is a revelation of the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He's behind the world, He's guiding the world, it's all for us, and everything that He does is for us. And that He's the one who's pulling those strings, He's the one who's making that happen. You know, I guess like for me it's a chiddush because I don't have Facebook feeds that are constantly kind of blasting at me. But I have WhatsApp. So on WhatsApp, we have like an educator WhatsApp group, and one of the educators, sweet sweet educator from a different campus, he put this like 5 second quick video that I'm sure must have been online from a group of a guy who was running. So I'll tell you what he wrote. I want to quote what he wrote because that was the finish very quickly. It's the same idea. It's our unofficial one. It's just the educators. Here we go. This was before the whole thing that happened last week. Okay. There we go. He says, we don't always know why we fall, but we do know God has a plan. That was his thing. And the little video is of this guy falling behind a bus in the snow and then not getting hit by a car. You know? Just emphasizing that point, you know, and it's the way that it was phrased that was the key. You know, like, we don't always know why we fall. We don't always know why what happens to us. But his point there, I think, in that message, which is just to get Chizik from other educators in a random WhatsApp group, the Chizik there was that, you know, we do fall. We do have tough times sometimes. But the point is to have that sometimes we don't see the car that didn't hit us. But if we fell, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us fall. And if we get up, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us up. And if we make it to the car, or not, in the snow, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us or didn't let us. You know? Everything that happens to us, every single... The Gemara says that... we've quoted this before. It's just such a powerful Gemara, such a powerful Chazal, that at the end of the Halukas and Pesukei Dezimra every day, so we say, Kol Neshamata Halalka Halaluka, that every Neshama should give thanks to Hashem Halaluka, right? So the Gemara says, Maza Kol Neshamata Halalka. So it says, no, what does it mean? What's the drop on that? What's the underlying meaning of that? So the Gemara says, Al kol nishima u nishimata halalka halaluka. On every single breath you take, you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because every breath is a miracle. That our body functions is a miracle. That our heart is pumping blood to every aspect of our us is a miracle. That we stay alive. That we're able to breathe and we're able to oxygenate our blood is a miracle. That we're able to see, that all of the millions of different parts of our eyes, I don't actually know how many parts there are, but I know that there's a lot. All the many, many different parts of just our eye alone that need to be able to function in perfect harmony and simultaneously, just to be able to let us see, which is an impossible process in itself. It's all a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a gift. And to get to a place where we say, Kol neshama neshamata elokah elokah. You know, sometimes when people say, like, how are you doing? And I can earn it and say, like, oh, I'm still alive. So I got that from my Rebbe. So the problem is that I don't say it with the same meaning that my Rebbe says it with. When he says it, what he means is, Kilu, how are you doing? Yes, oh, I'm still alive. And what he means by that is Kilu, well, why do I have to say anything else? Let's start with the fact that I have hodah that I'm alive. Because we forget that we need to have hodah that we exist. So I say, like, after a long day of JLIC, I'm thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm still alive. It has a little bit of a different connotation. But my goal is to try to say it like he says it. Because that's the idea, that everything is made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to emphasize, that was on one side, that everything that happens is made of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the flip side, what's emphasized here also, and we talked about in terms of the idea of Seder night, is that oftentimes on the flip side, we know that we can do that there are certain things. But we limit ourselves in thinking that we can only do certain things because of what nature allows us to do. And to recognize that we can also go above the teva, that nothing can stop us, that nothing can stop a Jew. A Jew can go anywhere, a Jew can do anything, but it comes down to one simple thing. Where is my emunah? Where is my hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim? Where is my yirat shamayim? Yirat shamayim milashon lirot. Am I seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Yirat shamayim milashon to see. I'm in charge of what extent I have Yirat Shamayim down here. I have the extent to see Yirat Shamayim, to see Shamayim. Am I seeing Shamayim on the Aretz, or am I seeing the Aretz on the Aretz? That's up to me. Am I living Artziut? Am I living physicality? Or am I only seeing Shamayim when I look at the Aretz? My Yirat Shamayim is Taloy on me. What am I seeing? How am I seeing it? The world that I'm looking at? Am I raising it up? And am I assuming that I can do anything? That if I want to do it and it's for Avodas Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the strength to do it, I can conquer anything. And that's what he's emphasizing here. Until a person sees the world that way, or a person, not until they see the world that way, at least if a person should be striving to see the world that way. Only when a person starts to strive to see the world in that way, then they have a chilek in the Torah. But they have no chilek in Torah at Moshe Rabbeinu until that point, says the Ramban. Ramban says that. Zoter HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us in Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'nisim HaGdolim, to the tremendous miracles before Samim, Shayu Az L'malo Min HaTev, which were all beyond nature, Shemehem Neida Shekol Hanagato Shel Am Yisrael, Hu L'malo Min HaTev, that the whole way HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us, it's all L'malo Min HaTev. Mimflamim Zeh Behester, and if sometimes it's hidden way, Ach HaMehut Echati, meaning Kilu, one way is Galoi, and one way is Hester, but it's all coming from the same source. One is just as miraculous as the other. That's the relatively well-known Gemara, the daughter of the daughter of the end of Tanit. They're all the stories about. I'm blanking on the name. And we tell this story a lot with his daughter. Who liked the vinegar. You know what I'm talking about? No, he doesn't talk about it. Okay. Should be right here. If not, then we'll give up. But at least take a shot at it. At least try. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So there was one time where he came back from shul. Relatively long in the Gemara. There was one time where he came back from shul, and his daughter was crying. And he says, "My daughter, why are you crying?" And she says, "You went off to shul, so I went, and I was rushing back." She doesn't say all of this. Expanding on the terse words of Chazal, but she says, "I was running to get ready for Erev Shabbos, and I went and I filled up the licht for Shabbos, and I lit the candles, and then only once the candles were lit did I realize that I had put vinegar inside instead of oil." Now, the first question is, what was she crying about? Meaning, vinegar doesn't light. So the fact that the candles were still lit was a miracle, and she's bawling. And his response to her is, "Biti ma'ich patlach, my daughter, what difference is it to you? Mishiomar l'shemen v'idlok, hushiomar l'chometz v'idlok." He who says that the oil should light should say the vinegar should light. And the way, without going into the whole thing, the way that some of the Mefarshim understand the story is that he's telling her, there's nothing to cry about. There's no... according to some Mefarshim, she was crying because she thought that she was losing her sachar, that she was getting compensation for poor mitzvot that she did by getting a miracle in Olam Hazeh. That her mitzvot were so kilu, nothing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, "I have to pay her back here because she's not getting Olam Haba." That was the anava that she had for thinking that. And the Rabbi Chanina Mendoza looks at the story and says, no, I know you. It's cute that you have that anava. But Seder, you have that anava. But let's be real for a second. You are somebody that you recognize. You recognize. You have the sight, you have the vision to see. That you can explain to me, from here until next Tuesday, you can explain to me the chemistry and the physics of how when you put a wick into the oil, it'll draw up the oil into the wick, and then if you hold a flame to it, and I'm still not sure exactly what a flame is, and why it does what it does, and how it does what it does, and if you hold the flick to that wick with the flick, if you hold the fire to the wick with the oil, so you have a fire. He's saying, what does that mean? Call me all the chemistry that you want. It doesn't mean anything. There's no reason why it doesn't just burst into flame. Doesn't it explain to me why flame exists? The answer is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. And for you, you have such a clarity of vision in that way that it doesn't matter to you. In your eyes, putting in oil or putting in vinegar, a Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that for you, Zel Tadavar. For you, he was able to do that because it wasn't a miracle for you. He wasn't breaking nature for you. That's your relationship with the natural world. So for you, vinegar can light, because for you, mishiomar because that's how she sees it, right? Ma'ich patlach, mishiomar l'shemen v'idlok. For you, the same person in your mind who says, coming from Dvar Hashem, says oil light. So for you, you hear the same thing. So you said vinegar light. It's all the same because it's all coming from Dvar Hashem, and that's where she's living, and that's the whole point that coming back to what I said before, that a Jew can do anything. But it all comes down to the way we see the world. It all comes to the way that we live this or don't live this. That we live in a way that's above nature. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly working us in a way that's lamala min ha-teva. In every way, and that our whole life is all just one continuous miracle that we're living if we're able to see that. Thoughts, questions, comments? Good? Bottom paragraph. Uvazei ish lamar, ma'amrei chazal. So now we can understand these ma'amarim of chazal. Kashe parnasato shel adam, v'zivugo shel adam kviyat yamsuf. That a person's parnasa, a person's sustenance, and finding a zivug for a person's spouse, that it's as difficult as kviyat yamsuf. First of all, what does it mean that anything's hard for a Kaddish Baruch Hu? A Kaddish Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. Meaning, forget about the Zivug and the Parnasa. To create Yamsuf wasn't difficult for him. He could do whatever he wants. Achein, hakoshi haya, mikivan shemidat ha-din, hayita mikatreget halalu v'halalu, ovdei avodah zarah ve'ein yisharu l'nazeh. What was the difficulty? It was that midat ha-din was coming out and testifying against the Jews. And saying, look, these people did avodah zarah. They were in Mitzrayim for all of these years. Israel isn't deserving of this. They shouldn't get kriyat yamsuf. V'inyan ze yishno gama parnasato v'zivugo shel adam. And this is also true when a person's parnasa and a person's zivug. Ukemoshe katuva Ramban, as the Ramban says on Iskara that was quoted before the last one in Parshat Bo, Shekola anagayim Yehudi tvuya lefi mashu mekayem at Torah v'mitzvot. That the whole anagah with the Jew is dependent upon how they keep Torah and mitzvot. Im yaseh mitzvot yatzichenu scharo. If a person does the mitzvot, then he'll be successful with his sachar. And if not, v'im yavor alehem. Yach retainu ancho. Then, if not, then he's the one who's setting his punishment. Ukemosh nichtav kama pa'amim b'Torah v'ayayim shemoa tishmu al mitzvotai v'gomer v'natati mitar etzachem. Right? That if you do all of my commandments, then I'll give you rain, then the physical world will sustain you. And similarly, in another place, im bechukotai teilechu v'natati gishmechem b'yitam. If you follow my commandments and my ordinances, then the rains will come in their time. That this is from the foundation of what a Jew is, that his whole reality and his whole hanhaga is to be in this way. And this is what it means when it says that the difficulty of a person's parnassus is difficult as Kriyat Yamsuf. K'mo shemru chazal, as chazal say, Ra'ita mimecha chaya va'of sheish lehem umanut. Vehain mit parnesin shelo betzar, velo nivru ella lishamsheni, vani nivreti lishamesh et koni, any din sheat parnes shelo betzar, ella shehar oti et maasai, ve kafachti et parnasati. So ra'itim yamecha chayava of. We'll do it from here. Ra'itim yamecha chayava of sheish lahem umanut. Have you ever seen a wild animal or a bird that has a trade? Vehemi parnasin shelo betzar. They sustain themselves without having to do anything, without any tzar. Valo lo nivru ella lisham shedi. Even though they were only created to serve me in the first place. Vani nivreti lishamesh et koni, and I was created to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shouldn't I also be able to sustain myself without any difficulty? So he says, no. Ela shehorati ma'asai, milashon ra. Shehorati ma'asai, v'kipachti et parnasati. I've corrupted my actions, and therefore I've forfeited my parnasa. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. Hanagai Yehudi, ilamala minateva. V'kasher horati et ma'asai. The way that a person is guided is l'malo min hatev, and when a person distorts their actions, kapachti et parnasati, they give up their parnasa. Mi shezoche ro'ez ot be'inav, a person who zoche can see this. Mi she'eino zoche alav l'ha'amin she'ken advarim, and a person who doesn't see this and doesn't recognize this, they have to believe that touches the case. Kol ha'briya mitparneset shelo betzar, the whole world is being mitparnesed without any difficulty. V'agoyim mitparnesim shelo betzar, and the other nations are being sustained without any tzar. Ki hanagatam hi al pi hateva, because by them it's al pi hateva. They do have to sit there and study the stock markets and the trends and this and that, and look what's going to happen, and put in the extra hours, and all this stuff. Rocky Yisrael mitparnesim b'tzar, but we're mitparnes b'tzar. Why? Kashe parnasatenu v'kashe sivugo mishum hanagai mahem hialtivi. Because the whole way in which we're guided is ala teva. Because it's not just action-reaction by us. It's not just teva by us. That there's more factors involved. Meaning, what the nature of our zivug and the nature of our parnasa is taloy on our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not true of anything else in this world. And therefore, it's totally different by us and so much more difficult for us because it's a reaction to who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhigas based on our actions. It has to be weighed out carefully with everything else in order that we still sustain and still survive. But on the other hand, that it's totally in reaction to who we are and what we need. Back to our pasuk, and this is what one level of what it means that they walked on the yabasha within the yam. That for Bnei Yisrael, they are on the same level, whether they're on the ground or whether they're in between the water. It's all the same thing. Because it makes no difference with regarding Bnei Yisrael. Bein tochayam, bein shema nisim agdolim v'meforsimin levein hayabasha b'ha nisim anistrim. Whether they're in the reality of Nes Nigla or reality of Nes Nister. Does it matter? No, a Jew is a Jew, and a Jew is always living with derech nes. So for the Jew, for them, whether they recognize it or not, and the goal is for us to see it, whether we're walking in between, miraculously walking in the Yamsuf, or we're not so miraculously walking down the street? The answer is they both are equally miraculous for a Jew, and they're guided the same way mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's upon us to see it that way. Ki akol echad, because everything is one. Ani Hashem lo shiniti, the pasuk says. I am Hashem lo shiniti. I don't change. The one thing you can trust is constant in reality is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm unchanging, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol ha'anaga in Yisrael hu lemala min ha'teva, that the whole anaga with Am Yisrael is always lemala min ha'teva. Giloi ze haya b'kriyat yamsuf. This was revealed at Kriyat Yamsuf. And through the light that came out through this, we're able to see this for eternally. Like turning over the water to be dry land, in the sense that we should be seeing our reality on land as though we were walking through the waters of Kriyat Yamsuf. The Ka'amor. And the same thing that the parnas of a person and the zivug of a person is as difficult as Kriyat Yamsuf, because it's all dependent upon us, and simply following the laws of nature isn't good enough, and it's so much more carefully weighed out, and there's so many more factors, and there's so much more that goes into it, because there's a dynamic relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's now interwoven into those two things. Into Parnas and Zivug. Uveinyan ze haya pegam shel hameraglim shenachshav le pegam no rabbi yoter. And that's why one of the aspects of the mistakes of the meraglim when they went into Eretz Yisrael and brought back the negative report, that they thought that it was considered such a terrible pegam, such a terrible destructive force. Shamru efes ki aza am yoshev bikirba. But the people of this land is so great and so powerful. Kikafru benikudazo, this was the point that they were kofar on. The same Jews that saw Aseret HaMakot and that went through Kriyat Yamsuf and had the Be'er and had the Ish and had the Anan and had the Man. They get to Bnei Yisrael. They finally get to Bnei Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. And they go in and their response is, but the people are really strong. And Kosh Baruch was like, and? You missed the point. Not have you missed the point. You did miss the point. And he kills the Meraglim, and we wander 40 years in the desert until a new generation can rise up that can see the miracles of Eretz Yisrael. Ki kafru benikudazo shekol anagata Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael hi lemala min ha'teva. The whole way in which Kadosh Baruch Hu guides us is all lemala min ha'teva. Shazarei in shum mashma'ut lakach she'az ha'am v'chuli. There's no meaning to the fact whether they're stronger or weaker. Right? We talk about this also by Hanukkah. Look at the Hanukkah story, right? Who rises up to defeat the Greeks? Who wages war against the Greeks? Maccabim. The Maccabim. Who are the Maccabim? What case do they fall under? Not just Jews. They weren't just Jews. Kohanim. Kohanim. You know what Kohanim do?
Work in the
base of Mikdash. They're on for like 1 or 2 weeks the whole year. They're kolniks sitting there learning in base medrash. That's who they are. The miracle of Hanukkah wasn't just that chalashim biad giborim. Chalashim, not just that they were weak. These were pale, little, you know, flimsy yeshiva boys who walked out with a bunch of swords and were like, let's go fight the Greeks who are an army. The answer doesn't matter. That's the whole point. It doesn't matter. Because the war was fought, it was a war over Torah, it was a war of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're Am Yisrael. And even though it would require a miracle for a bunch of yeshiva boys to walk out, and a bunch of Kohanim Kedoshim, to walk out of learning day and night Torah, to go and fight in a war where they've never learned strategy of war, where they've never, outside of what they've learned in Chumash and Mara, which is probably a pretty good place to start anyway, but that they've never learned strategy, where they've never fought in the field before, to go out and win? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's with you, and that's it. That's it. That's the miracle. That's the Nes Nistar. That's why it's in the darkest time of the year. It's part of why it's there. That's the light in the darkness. Is that we're Jews. And that's the answer. The Ishlamar Od, the Perush Amar Katuf. We can also say in terms of the understanding of the Pasuk, Uvaneshal Khubi Abashab Betoch Hayam, the Bnei Yisrael walked on the dry land within the sea. Dine Betoch Hayam, Humakom Sakana, that within the Yam is a place of Sakana. Kamodi Khtiv. Your day hayam oniyot hima ruma se hashem yalu shamayim erdu tomot hayam hu malei sakanot. That's I think that was the end of the pasuk. The tilim, I think this is the tilim that talks about the four different people who have to say birkat agomel. That's where we learn it from. So the people who go out to the... Because the water is treacherous, like especially... It still is now. But certainly back in the day, you know, who know, pirates were out there and storms and there was no radios, there's no radar, there was no nothing. You were working by the stars and you were getting in your boat and you were going to where you were going and you may get there, you may not, and nobody would ever even know. You know, it was very dangerous. Hayamu male sakanot. The water is full of dangers. V'nim sabo margish et atzmo ein onim v'taloi b'chastei Hashem Yitbarach. A person feels that they're totally abandoned on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nowhere else to turn. There's no one to call. There's no house to run to. There's nowhere to go. You're sitting there and it's you and the water. It's you and the water and the storm and who knows what's going to happen next. And you feel... Hakol toloi b'kadosh baruch hu. You're totally dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a machloket. I mean, and there are different opinions about whether or not a person says birkat to go after getting off a plane in bizman hazeh. Because first of all, it's not one of the things that it mentions. You're so fine. It's parallel to a boat. Okay, it's parallel to a boat. But like, you get into a plane. It's so safe. Yes, lo aleinu, there are times where planes crash. But I think there's you could double check and wherever it is that you double check legitimate facts on at this point. But like, you go and double check. But like, that you have a better chance of getting into a car crash than getting into a plane crash. And it's not for a lack of planes that go up and down every day. Planes are incredibly, as crazy as it sounds, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the world and you do whatever you want, planes are incredibly safe. Because we don't feel that anymore. When you're sitting there on the air, you don't feel that. If you're in a plane with like serious turbulence, you ever been there? You've been in that moment where you're like,
we're all gonna die.
Yes. When you have that moment. But imagine like you're living that moment every single minute of the plane ride. Imagine going back hundreds of years and you're living that. The second you step on that boat, that's how you're feeling day in and day out. Like you're in turbulence on an airplane. You're totally helpless. There is nothing you can do. If the side rips off that plane, like you see in the movies, which may or may not reflect reality, I've never seen a plane crash before, I have no idea. Like, you're flying out of, it's over. It's over. There's nothing to talk about. And that sense of you being totally in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's hands is a very powerful thing to carry with a person. See, that's what he's saying here. I mean, that's why people argue whether you see Birkat HaGomel or not. Like, yeah, you get on a plane. You get in the car. It's, again, same difference in terms of how dangerous it is and whether or not you recognize whether a Kaddish Baruch Hu is with you or not. So he's saying here, but certainly we don't feel that. Again, we may not even feel that on a plane or on a boat anymore. We certainly don't feel that on the ground. When our feet are firmly planted on the ground, a person feels like they're standing strong and firm. We're not. They walked in the Yabasha within the Yam. They felt totally dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing, imagine that moment you're walking through the Yam. So on the one hand, you're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And you're like making fish faces at the fish to the walls, right? On the one hand, you're doing that and you're like, it's amazing and it's incredible. But then there's like, if God like spaces out for a second, meaning Kilu, you know, like you get nervous in your mind, you think crazy things, right? So, you know, obviously this wouldn't happen. Like, God spaces out for a second and the waters crash down on me. It's over. It's over. My life is over. That in the same way that a person should feel that way in both situations, whether on the dry land or whether they're in the sea. Kemo shamru chazal, hasfina ruban chasidim. Hasfanim, ruban chasidim, that sailors are chasidim. For being able to go out there, they have to be able to believe that somebody's watching over them. I think he's saying the opposite. I think he's saying is that memela, a person who is a sailor and is always at sea, it makes them into a chasid. Because they learn what it means to live every minute knowing that they're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's what I was understanding the Gemara. Uvnei Yisrael halchu gam b'yabasha. The Bnei Yisrael also, when they're walking on land, b'chinat zo kimo b'toch hayam, that for them it's like being in the Yam. From this revelation of Kriyat Yamsuf, that we should feel always like we're walking in the water, that even when we're on dry land for our whole lives, we feel like we're totally samuch on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're totally dependent on the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bottom of the first column. We're almost there. We're going to get through a whole piece because none of us have class. Okay. Uvazei Yishlomar, Madichtiv. And with this we can understand the pasuk that Bnei Yisrael saw the tremendous hand of God, which He stretched out against the Egyptians. And the people feared Hashem, and they finally had emunah in Hashem and Moshe His servant. Meaning, Kilu, and it's a question that we've asked in Shirim in the past, I think we asked it this week also, even in Shir Kali, and given that we gave a different Shir that we normally give. Which is, what does that mean? Now they have emunah. they experienced all of the Aseret Tabakot. They didn't have Emunah then? Dam, Sfardea, Kinim, Arov, Dever, Shlin, Barad, Abar, Choshev. Yes, we're a Sifnek people. We haven't even gotten there yet. That's Parsha Kitisa. We haven't even defined ourselves as Sifnek people yet. Fine, we're a Sifnek people. 10 plagues and we don't have Emunah. Ah, but now that he splits water, I'm in. What's the meaning of that? And we say it every day. We say it every day from Sukkot to Zimra. Based on what we said, we can explain. B'nei Yisrael saw the great hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through that, they had emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the future. That the whole way which God guides us is miraculous, which can actually very much fit into the way that we've talked about that in the past in the Shirim. That in the plagues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke nature and attacked the Mitzrim. He's not saying, I think this is what he's hinting to here, but at least more, I'm seeing it that way because of the shirim that we've given about these concepts. The difference in Kriyat Yamsuf was that Kriyat Yamsuf was the first time for Bnei Yisrael that they experienced a miracle that was for them. The 10 plagues happened to the Mitzrim, and God miraculously not only made it happen to the Mitzrim, but miraculously made it not happen to them. But that could have been for anything. What did they realize at Kriyat Yamsuf? That God is always going to miraculously take us forward. I think that's what he's emphasizing here. That's totally different than the Aseret HaMakot. We were standing between a rock and a hard place, literally. We had the Mitzrim in the back and the water in the front. And God said, fine, it doesn't matter. By you, it doesn't matter. If you look at me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you tell me there's no way to go forward, then you're missing the point. If you are my people, you can always go forward because nothing can stand in your way. And the water will split. And with that, we learn that for all time, Vayaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, that for all time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Manigas B'derech HaTeva, that he is the Teva, or certain times, B'derech Nes, Aval HaKol Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kedivrei Ramban, as the Ramban said, Shemin HaNisim HaGdolim, that it's through those Nisim Gdolim and before Samim. Ro'e Yehudi, that's what allows a person to have the ability to see it on Nisim HaNisim, to see those hidden miracles. The Alzen Emar, top of the last column. The Alzen Emar, Leman Tiskor Ed Yom Tzitcha Me'eretz Yisrael Kol Yemei Chayecha. That which it says that a person has a requirement, we have a Torah command, a biblical command, midoraita, to remember the day we left Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha, every day of our life. Shemin hanisim hagdolim hagluyim v'hamefursamim shel yom tzidcha me'eretz Mitzrayim yamin yudi l'chol yimei chayecha. Beautiful. Yichata, we understood the pasuk. Let's see what he says. Shekol Ma Shekadosh Baruch Hu, we'll keep going a second. He understands the pasuk as follows: Leman Tiskor Ad Yom Tzitcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, meaning in order that you remember the day of Yitziat Mitzrayim and the miracles that accompanied it, and be able to recognize that is how you're being led. Second half of the pasuk, Kol Yimei Chayecha. That's what we're supposed to remember. That's the meaning of one layer of the meaning of Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim is to remember Yitziat Mitzrayim so that we're Moshech, that we draw out our experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim into Kol Yemei Chayecha. It's a beautiful way of understanding it. Shekol Mashe Kadosh Baruch Hu Minehego To Hakol Nisim Nistarim, that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for a person is all a Nis Nistar. Ukimokin Aramban, Ukimoshe Kaduva Aramban, Shemisha Eino Ma'amin Baze, that a person doesn't believe such a thing, Ein Lo Chelek B'Torat Moshe Rabbeinu, has no Chelek in the Torah. Leman Tiskor, to remember, Leman Tiskor Eino Zikaron Ba'alma, this Leman Tiskor that you have to remember, is not just a stamped be remembering. She'ein b'Torah Kadosh stam zikronu, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu it's not a, you know, like you make yourself a list of things to remember to do today. The Torah doesn't function like a list like that. If the Torah says leman tizkor, that we have to remember something, it's a whole different level. So what's the level here? El zechirazo hi choteim lechol yemei chayecha. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says leman tizkor, it means to impress it upon oneself, to emblazon it in our minds. Kol yemei chayecha. It's what we're living with now. It and our zikaron are one. That's part of our active memory at all times. Chotem hashanaga in Israel enenu hanaga tivit. That the way that God guides us isn't natural. Ela hanaga al tivit. It's beyond nature. Lefi kiyuma mitzvot. According to our kiyuma mitzvot and our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vechein b'inyan ma'amar har Sinai. So too at har Sinai. Ne'amar hishamer lecha pein tishchak at adavrim asher ra'u einecha. Ofen yasur milavecha kol yimei chayecha yom asher amadnu lifnei Hashem elokecha b'choriv. About our Sinai, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says this in the Mishnah Torah, Sefer Devarim. Hishamer lecha, guard yourselves, pen tishchach, lest you forget that advarim asher ra'u einecha, that which you saw with your eyes, ufin yasur milvavcha, and lest it leave your heart, kol yimei chayecha, that's to be with you every day of your life, the day which you stood before Hashem at Chorev, at Matan Torah. Be'it kabbalat Torah, at the moment of Matan Torah, niftechu kol zayin arikiim, all seven layer levels of heaven opened up. V'ra'u hakol ki ein od milvado, and we saw that you can go up and up and up and up. But what stands at the top? What's the ultimate source of everything? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein od milvado. There's nothing other than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'zichron ma'amar har Sinai kol yimei chayecha, and the remembering of har Sinai every day. Haynu shi'isha'er choltem l'tamid shel shivit Hashem l'nidim tamid. That's the walking around every day that the Rama opens up Shulchan Aruch with, of every minute of our lives living with Shivit Hashem l'nidim tamid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me at all times. I'm seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with me at all times, recognizing that if I just peel back the seven layers of veil over reality, what am I going to find every time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time I peel back the layers of reality, underneath them I'm going to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekam ze bichlal anisim ha-meforsamim, that these are all part of the nisim ha-meforsamim. Shekol yisal ra'u az she'ein ol muvado, that we saw that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, that there's nothing but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'tzarik la-yisha'er mizeh chotem la-hanagadol shel yudi l'chol yimei chayecha, and that has to remain with us all the days of our lives. So this piece is bringing out for us very beautifully and emphasizing for us the tremendous nisim niflot of Yitzhiat Mitzrayim, and the extent to which we need to always walk, like Kilu, take a minute, even just this Shabbos. Halavai, 1 minute a week, 1 minute a day. But you know, certainly on this Shabbos we're reading this parasha, to take a minute where you're walking down the street, and imagine that on both sides of you are water. And if you think to yourself, okay, but it's not, the answer is it is. That every single moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being manik the world. Take a day like today, it's not hard. You walk outside. And I've talked about this before by the rain, but it's true of the snow also. You can give me all the physics and all the meteorology you want in the world. It doesn't make any sense that somewhat frozen water falls on our heads from the sky at random intervals after 63 degree weather. You could tell me, and I was sitting there at the doctor's office yesterday for an inordinate amount of time. I missed a lot of things that were very important to me to sit in the doctor's office yesterday for 3 hours. And there was a TV playing. And I'm watching them, and they're showing you how this current is going this way, and that current's going the other way, and it's all going to converge here, and then miraculously there's going to be, and they're all like, it's crazy how this is happening, and here's how. And they've got to show you how. There's a sense of we need to have ownership over it in that way. But the answer is no. So yesterday it was 63 degrees, and today there's snow. And today there's water falling from the heavens. Why? Because God said so. That's the end of the day, that's why. It's just what it is. That today you can walk down the street and look on one side and you can see water, and look on the other side and you can see water. No, the only way that you're able to walk through is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu let you. Not because of the snow plow. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu let you. And he's letting us walk out there and enjoy the snow in that way. And it is why that every step that we're taking, that when we live, that there's air around us, called kol neshima neshima, that the next step that you take, that there's air in front of you to breathe, and that you're still breathing and still alive. A kol neshima neshima ta'olokal aluka. That's the way we're supposed to live. That we should be able to live with that clarity, to be able to, that you should, I would love to, halavai, like be able to be like Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, that you should be like the daughters of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. I'm not sure which one's on a higher level after that story. You know, and to be able to see that there's no difference between oil and vinegar, that there's no difference in everything in our lives, that everything is kula mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kula mei es Hashem. And if that's true, then as the Netivot Shalom loves to quote very often, called the Avid Rachamana Latava Avid, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he does for the good, and that means that we're being guided for the good, towards the good, by the good. And Bezrat Hashem, we're all being manhig by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's guiding us toward our ultimate destinations. We should be able to live with that clarity every day of our lives. Shkoch.